Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 23. In this show, we're going to be talking about LearnDash and also the best add-on plugins that can make your LearnDash experience even more superb. LearnDash is one of the leading WordPress learning management systems. It's one of the oldest. Like I say, I think it's one of the best ones. It was established almost 8-9 years ago. It powers tens of thousands of membership and educational and training websites. I've got my great co-host with me. He seems pretty relaxed today. So, Spencer, would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers?
Hey, it's Spence from SpencerForman.com. That's F-O-R-M-A-N. And you can also find me at WPLaunchify.com. And always happy to be here. I was off for a week, spring break, up in Toronto, as you pointed out, because Kurt stepped in for me. Thank you. And it's good to be back.
Was it nice and warm?
It wasn't so much warm, but it was really... it was like the same, it's a little bit above Chicago. It's the same feeling of Chicago. It's a great city. I've never been to Toronto, but amazing everything. It's a walking city, beautiful scenery, construction everywhere, but just had a great trip for like 4 days. It was like alternative to the beach or skiing. It was a great opportunity, even though it was chilly. Yeah, it was chilly.
Yeah, but I can say compared to Chicago, there's not that much difference, is there? So it should be a great show. Before we go into the meat and potatoes, I've got a couple great messages from our sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Are you looking for ways to make your content more engaging? Sensei LMS by Automattic is the original WordPress solution for creating and selling online courses. Sensei's new interactive blocks can be added to any WordPress page or post. For example, interactive videos let you pause videos and display quizzes, lead generation forms, surveys, and more. For a 20% off discount for the tribe, just use the code WPTonic, all one word, when checking out and give Sensei a try today.
Hi there, folks. It's Jonathan Denwood here, and I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, and that's Zolo.com. If you've got a WordPress website, a membership website, and you're looking to link it with a great financial management package, Zolo can provide this solution. So all your bookkeeping needs are done through Zolo. If you need new inbox email functionality and you don't want to pay the high charges that Google will charge you, Zolo offers a great email inbox platform. They've got over 50 apps and services that all integrate fantastic with WordPress at great value levels, and they almost always offer a fully functioning free product as well. So it's just amazing value. Also, if you're a WordPress developer or agency owner, Zolo are looking for great partnerships in the WordPress space. To get all this information, all you have to do, folks, is just go over to Zolo.com, and they have the products that you're looking for. Thank you so much, Zolo, for supporting WP Tonic and the Machine Membership shows. It's much appreciated. We're coming back. I just want to point out that if you're looking for a great community around building your membership website on WordPress, well, got the right community for you. And you can get this by going to the Membership Machine Show's Facebook group page. The links will be in the show notes, on the website, on the YouTube channel, literally everywhere. Join us in this group. We've got a great community of WordPress developers, implementers, and membership entrepreneurs trying to build their website on WordPress. Me and Spencer are admin. If you've got any questions, you can ask them on there, and I'm sure the community will try and help you. So let's go straight into it, Spencer. So first of all, what are your general views about LearnDash and how it's developed recently?
Well, I wouldn't say that actually anything is developed in WordPress, in LearnDash as a plugin, but the accessories and the way that you use it have changed. Justin Ferriman, the original founder, sold it off. It's owned by one of the weird, I was just joking with Rob Carnes about this on another show. One of the Liquid Web companies owns it. I'm not sure which one, but nevertheless, it's over there in a good standing with like iThemes and with the Cadence and so forth.
Oh, that's all gone. Didn't you know they're calling it their Devlin is coming on my interview show. They're fixing it. They're calling everything Solid.
Oh, right. I saw that, but it hasn't yet. It hasn't kicked into the reality. I did see the post and I'm excited for that. Because even Rob and I were joking about it. Like you and I joke every week about, I don't know which branch this is. And I speak to Kathy regularly. And it's like, can we just get this sorted out? So they figured it out.
I quite like the new name, actually. And I like the logo and the rebranding. I think they've done a really good job. Yeah.
I concur. And it was long overdue. So to that end, I think that the LearnDash conversation is more about, I'm going to selfishly grab this and put it into my box. It's what feature does LearnDash solve in a stack of features? And along with Lifter LMS, LearnDash is the librarian for your content. It's essentially allowing you to organize, could be free, but content for people who generally need that format of courses, lessons, topics, and so forth, groups. And to do it in a way that's beyond the scope of what you would want to do manually if you just organized posts and links to put it all together. And I like that because that's a metaphor that works. Where we're going to talk today, maybe about some of these plugins, is I don't necessarily agree that the librarian should be selling the books, or that the librarian should be doing marketing automation, or that the librarian should do, like the librarian should be the one that organizes the stuff for when you get into the library, of being easy to consume and maybe track. But that's it. And that's where we'll have some fun today. LearnDash had a lot of money spent before Justin sold it. And, you know, Chris is still active with his whole crew. And I know Thomas left, but he's got the whole crew developing and improving Lifter. The difference is just like Coke and Pepsi, you know, like they both do.
Oh,
great.
Funny enough, you must be reading my mind, because just a quick follow through question. I get asked a lot from people, what's the difference between LearnDash and Lifter LMS and which one is best? I must
it's
be
the
asked
team,
that.
It's the team you're having a relationship with. I mean, to be fair, there are some plugins that there's a definitive black and white difference, or there's an obvious do this or that, right? Like we've talked about Fluent CRM versus Groundhog, right? There's a difference. One's a feature, one's a framework. With this, it's more like, which team do you want to be aligned with? Now, business model-wise, though, they go reverse. So LearnDash, you pay for the plugin and you get all the tchotchkes included. The team that's supporting it may not be as well known personally as Chris and Kurt and Thomas and everybody else that was on the other side, Will. But I don't think Thomas is actually there anymore. So Will, Chris, Kurt, and so forth. That's you're joining the family there. Maybe it's not so much of a family, but it's like a nice company feeling at whatever LearnDash is going to be called. The idea, though, is that you pay for LearnDash and get the tchotchkes, whereas at Lifter, you get Lifter free and you pay for the tchotchkes. So it's the same end result. You're just paying for it in a different way. And I do think that that encourages more of a organic growth experimenter community around Lifter. Like you'll find a lot more people who are not necessarily ready or selling stuff, but do want the tools. Whereas LearnDash, I would say it's my experience at least, people are selling stuff straight out of the box. Like this is a business. And that's it.
Yeah, I think that's well put. So let's go into my list. So design upgrade for LearnDash. This is from a small coding shop from a person, I forgot his name though, but it's been on the show. I apologize, but it helps with improving some of the design elements, but it is a very popular add-on plugin if you're utilizing LearnDash. He's very active in the LearnDash Facebook group, which is quite a large group. I think it's between 15 to 18,000 people. And he's very active there. And it's not for a single site license. It's around $29. And I've utilized it, and it is useful, and it's not overpriced. So what are your thoughts about this one, Spencer?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have a consistent theme running through today's show, one of which is, let's talk about design. Okay, here's the problem. And this has been a problem for both Lifter and LearnDash. It's been a problem for BuddyBoss. It's been a problem for all the page builders. These plugins came about at a time before we had what I've been saying a million times, we ultimately need to have, which is a standardized set of tools to build and design. And as a result, and I say this with an open heart, both Lifter and LearnDash suffer from trying to solve what 900 different people want in a unified way. Some people just want one plugin that does everything, and it has to look good. So it has to be like configured to have layouts and things that are decisions made by Lifter or LearnDash. Other people are like, I just want the thing to show up and adopt whatever design themes that I've got. That is a very, very difficult thing to do. So on a personal level, I can see how plugins like Design Upgrade Pro and so forth, and a lot of the other uncanny things we'll talk about, those are band-aids for certain people who are using certain design tools or design features or other components. But what I've found is the best way to go, especially with LearnDash, is I just ignore the whole problem and I shut off everything that has to do with selling the courses other than the WooCommerce connector. And I shut off all the design stuff, and all of my content is put into focus mode. Focus mode of LearnDash solves the problem that this is designed to do. Because what this does is it takes the old core LearnDash choice to design stuff and gives you more control over it. But I don't want to take this down, but like, I feel like, why? The only
thing... Yeah, I understand precisely why you're saying this. And it is very difficult because... Well, I can say to people, and I say this with honest heart, is I totally understand why, you know, design the look of your membership website, especially the public pages, especially your homepage, especially your About Us page. Design and look of your website and how it relates to your target audience is important. I'm not diminishing that. But you've got a lot on your plate starting your online business. You've got to develop the course. You've got to have some understanding of the target audience. You've got to have, unless you already built an online audience, you've got to promote it, market it online. There's a lot of things to do. People get fixated about the design of the, if they've got more than one course, or they're breaking it up into micro, you know, the look of the course catalog page, the look of the lesson page, the look of this, the look of that, the look of everything. 6 months later, they're still, oh, we want to move, we want this customization, we want that. 9 months later, they're still at it. I know some people, Spencer, that are 3 years in,
tinkering,
and they've never published their course.
Right,
they never gone live. I know some people that, unfortunately, and I say this with a heavy heart, Spencer, that are facing really serious illness, but they never got their course public. And unfortunately, it looks like they probably never will in their lifetime.
Yeah, and that's the problem is like the tinkerer's dilemma, you know. And what would WP Launchify have this graphic of a woman? Is this you? Built a Frankenstein monster or have shiny ball syndrome? So I call that shiny ball syndrome. It's not the fault of LearnDash or Lifter. It's a legacy of WordPress, but it's something that's easily solved with all the things that we talk about frequently. And I promote on my philosophy to students and those who want to listen to me. It's that worry about the solution. Worry about getting the money. Because unless you're, even if you're doing it for free, get the content out there and don't worry about this stuff. And I don't want to take away from what this plugin particularly does, but this reminds me of those plugins that were for Elementor or that were for Divi or for Buddy Boss or Buddy blah, 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 you know, Beaver Builder. All those layers are going away because they don't mean anything. They don't have any effect. And when I talk about stripping down LearnDash to use just the mechanics, what LearnDash and Lifter are both exceptionally great at is organizing content into lessons, topics, courses, groups, and then having things like certificates and, you know, group leaders. That mechanical stuff you stay with. Turn off, stop using everything else. Don't sell with those plugins. Don't do membership with those things. Do that on another feature, a different thing. Because by getting rid of that stuff and just putting it in focus mode, you can just avoid, I don't want to say to people like, don't listen to us today, but you can avoid a lot of the stuff we're talking about today because it's already in the core feature of the plugin. And these are more solutions for people like, oh, listen, I've already got a legacy problem and I don't want to abandon it entirely. But then again, maybe that's a good solution as well. Maybe
it's kind of aimed at implementer, developer, people hired rather.
Yeah,
you know, maybe a real power user. So, yeah.
Frankenstein builders.
Yeah. On to number two. Number two, LoginPress. Actually, it's part of my bundle that I offer to our hosting clients. It's pretty good. It's the one that really confuses people, not only in LearnDash, but with Lifter LMS. The whole thing about customizing login and how login is dealt with, who can log in when. It's all very puzzling to people new to WordPress and trying to get it set up. And it's one of those conversations that I regularly have, or my team has, that we wish that we did have, if you know what I mean, Spencer. So what do you think of this plugin?
Well, this is another example of, I agree with your premise. But if one was thinking about, like, what does Spence recommend in my stack for anybody? This is very controversial, maybe, but I recommend WooCommerce is in everybody's stack, no matter what, even if you don't sell anything. Why? Because inherent to WooCommerce is a My Account dashboard and login mechanics that are easily extensible. And even if you do not sell anything, you can just leverage. So the notion of having a separate login custom screen using the default, that's what we're doing, the WordPress login page. It lets you customize it, make it look cool. And my lost password, all that's handled natively in WooCommerce. So I'm sort of like saying, imagine your uncle left you a house on the lake and it had a pool and a hot tub and a diving board and a car. It's like, you can just take your uncle's house and it's got everything in there. Go up there when you want. You got it for free. Why do you need to go buy a house, build a house, get a hot tub? You've already got it. WooCommerce has it all in one package for free. Just use it, for God's sake, because that's the point. So again, I'm not belittling or belaboring that LoginPress does anything good or bad. I'm saying when we talk about this conversation, I recommend to 9 out of 10 people, just put WooCommerce in place because there's nothing about it that has to add to your site. Just only turn on the login capabilities and you have a dashboard for free. But if you use this, there's lots of plugins that do this thing. They essentially dress up what's that default WordPress logo and the, you know, give you customization and animations and design stuff. But I also feel like the days of these tchotchkes are coming a little bit to an end in terms of them being, I'm not saying their pricing is bad, but their pricing is pretty heavy duty for what it does. I mean, $49 a year.
Yeah, well, yeah, I see where you're coming from. But like, if I was going down this route, and I'm not saying anything that you've said is incorrect, but if you're not going down the route that you suggest, there are some other solutions. I'm a little bit iffy for security, other factors. If you want to go down this route and do this, I think this is a good solution, and they've been on the market quite a while. I wouldn't say my only observation about what you've just said is that it's not incorrect. It's just a point of view. The only thing I would point out to you is if you do go down the WooCommerce route, which is great, that to customize that WooCommerce area that you will log into. If you want to add certain sections, I found that you're going to add a WooCommerce add-on to do that.
Let's compare. Their add-ons, social login, hide login, login widget, limit login attempts, login redirects, auto login. Those are tchotchkes. I've been doing these little utility plugins that I'm coding and selling for $19 to see if anyone wants. But I'm showing how, like with OpenAI and so forth, like little utility function plugins. Okay, great. If you get all those for $49 and you want to use them, that's great. But I think the days of these Band-Aid intermediary on top of an intermediary plugins are going away because the ecosystem of WordPress is changing into, just like we've talked about Netflix, Hulu, Disney. You used to go to the Blockbuster to rent one or two videos. Then you went to the Redbox. Then you went to Netflix and, you know, they sent it to you via mail. Now you just pay $9 and get unlimited content on HBO, right? I'm saying WordPress very quickly, this year is the year that all this utility stuff for being sold, it's not going to sell the same way because there's no possible need for it in a world where the AI will just make it all happen or where those functions will exist a la carte. I only needed the login widget. Okay, great. Here, unlimited use, $19. That makes more sense than spending $50 a month for one site to get seven things you don't need just for one of them. From a marketing standpoint, these plugins don't make sense. And let's go back to LearnDash. LearnDash, for all the things that it does, it's still worth $199 or whatever they charge, but it's not worth it because of like 9 million things they put into it. It's worth it because as a feature,
sure,
it does that one thing.
No, I see where you're coming from. I agree. On to the next one. This is WISDM instructor role. Mm-hmm. This is a very popular plugin. Its focus is to deal with another, I was going to say problem, that's not the right word, I'm sure Spencer.
Limitation,
thank you, that's great. Around finite roles in WordPress, because it's a bugbear, really, the way that user roles natively in WordPress it could be a little bit more flexible and a little bit more finite. And it's to do with some of the issues you've just outlaid in your review of a couple of the plugins in this show, in my opinion. You know, there's always kind of roles that should be under editor, but you can't just give them editor because there's something that they can't do that they need to do, and then you've got to give them admin role, and it's not really suitable to give them admin role. Am I making any sense here, Spencer?
Yeah, I mean, essentially what this plugin does, this type of a plugin has more of a lifespan, in my opinion, because it's really what I would call extending the core features of the learning management with a focus on the instructors and their visibility of the students that they're managing. That's different than I want to make a pretty login, right? Or I want to change the visuals of an existing lesson. I have to use the metaphor, like WooCommerce doesn't have sales funnels built in. So whether it's LaunchFlows or the five other companies that make sales funnel stuff, we're extending the nature of what a regular WooCommerce store is to be more like sales funnels. This extends the normal, you know, like it's okay, basic group instructor into something more complex. And for that, it's a plugin that does a good service, but it also does beg the question of, why isn't this a core feature inside of LearnDash? And I think that's the nature of like, how many things are they going to focus on at LearnDash? Maybe they don't want to interfere with something that already exists or whatever. But when you look at your stack, I do have several plugins that do things like this. So like even in our own stack, if you were selling a product with WooCommerce and you wanted to have a team that bought courses, okay, we have teams for WooCommerce memberships. We don't use the WooCommerce memberships plugin, but in order to allow a team to buy 10 seats, we have to put two plugins in place to get to it. This is like the same thing. In order to manage a group of people taking LearnDash courses more effectively, you kind of have to use a plugin like this because otherwise it becomes really difficult to do. and that's it. So it's useful. Its price is accordingly a value-laden thing, because $80, sure, great. If you do advisor, I don't know what the difference, they're being clever with the name, but there's a couple more features like a test site license and a one-hour consultation. You pay $40 more. Okay, great. And if you go all in, you're at $131 and you get all the, I don't know, more tchotchkes, more add-ons, reports and stuff.
Yeah, it's a boutique specialized, but it is very popular because a lot of the organized people, it's a bit linked to what the beginning of the conversation about the differences between LearnDash and Lifter. I kind of put it, well, that when people ask me, I say, well, they've got kind of different tribes and different traditions, and they appeal to different types. Mm-hmm. Where I found like LearnDash, because the founders and the way they marketed, and they have a in education, in professional, in trainers, where the Lifter, because of the founders and the market they market to, it's more individual entrepreneur types. But there's also a lot of overlap, both. If both any of both are listening or listen to this podcast, they're going to hate me for clap, because
I don't think it's to protect what you're saying, and I don't think there's a bad choice. They're both equally great, but the difference is, as you're alluding to, I was saying it in my own way, that because of the nature, the personal nature of having visibility of Chris all the time and Kurt and Will. Not so much Thomas, because again, I'm pretty sure he's gone. Is that, like, that's more like joining a family, and it's free to start. So you get a different mindset than in LearnDash. Their business model was like, well, Justin's gone, so now it's whatever strength or whatever they're calling it. But you pay, and then you know.
Solid. It's solid.
Solid, right. Solid WP. So that's the nature of it. You know, like, people will go to there's a backyard barbecue, and then maybe something sold, versus you go to a paid restaurant. And by the way, there's a lot of fun thing happening. It's not better. It's just different.
Yeah.
And there are things, by the way, I mean, I will say, I'm not criticizing it. I've said this publicly. I've asked Chris about it. Like, there are quirks about both plugins. Like, with Lifter, I still do not understand why you cannot just offer free courses that are protected with a tag without having to make an artificial lifetime pass, or whatever they call it, plan. It just boggles my mind, because that's something that LearnDash has been doing for some time, and it makes the workflow different. It's up to them to determine what to do with their software, but like in the real world, removing as many pieces as possible and being with a supporting author that you feel you have a relationship with, that's the big deal.
Yeah, I agree. On to the next one before we go for our break. And this was very popular, but this is Uncanny Toolkit for LearnDash. They used to, I might be wrong here, but they used to offer individual plugins, but I think they've bundled it in just one offering. And it's pretty pricey, but I think it's really marketed to the implementer developer rather than the individual, because I think it's starting at $399 all in pass, access pass, where you used to have individual plugins, and they're just offering it as a la carte kind of. But this, you know, anybody doing a lot of work in LearnDash used to go, I'm not sure it's so necessary now, but I'm be interested to see what you think.
First of all, you know, Ryan runs a tight ship over there, and it's Ryan Moore. They took a couple bucks from the chocolate factory. I always have to mention that.
Wally Wonka of the chocolate factory.
Runs a great business. He is colleagues of Chris and Jack, and he has the same personal mindset. I had the opportunity to speak to him several times on this kind of stuff, and I think it makes sense for them to sell like 10 pack and higher, because there's no point in them selling a la carte tchotchkes, because nobody will understand what they're doing if they stumble into an a la carte tchotchke. It's like, this is like mechanics tools for people that run automotive repair businesses, right? It's not like going to the auto parts store and buying a single tool. So it makes sense to me. And they are the goat, in my opinion, of the LearnDash stuff, right? Their entire business is fixing what's wrong with LearnDash, which is ironic because you'd think, like, how is it possible there's so much wrong with LearnDash? But look at the sales funnel market for WooCommerce. I mean, there's like all these plugins, right? So the bottom line is they would be the one that it'd be worth spending money on to get this stuff fixed if you needed the features they offer. And there's a multitude of them. They also used to be a little bit in the automation business, but the...
They still are.
I'm going to clarify. Automator WP came in and there was a big tussle because of the forking of code or this or that or whatever. And so Automator WP and them reached some kind of a detente, whatever. It was dramatic for a while. I was in the middle of that a little bit too, where like they just made that free. Like, so their version of the automation stuff starts at free so as to be on par, whereas the rest of their stuff is obviously a professional level pricing and a very good value. I think it really has a lot to do with reporting and groups. That's where I see most of the people getting their value.
Yeah, there's not much. There's not much that he doesn't know about LearnDash, put it that way. And he can be a bit crotchy, but he's also been really helpful when I've outreached and got a question. Mm. But he doesn't mince his words if you're asking a really dumb question.
Well, they're very busy. They're, you know, the thing is, like, when I spoke with them about it, it was very clear. They have lots of people requesting customize this, customize that. They're not an agency. They're a plug-in company. And so I think this is just part of making their business more streamlined, is to say, like, we're going to focus on making the tools and supporting the tools for those that are smart enough to know how to figure out most of their own stuff. And that's actually not a bad business model, even for a one plug-in company. It's like, because, you know, the problem is people want a relationship and they think, like, I paid you $29 for this plugin. I can email you 180 times. Like, no, you cannot. So if you're in that gray area where you've got a plugin that fixes something wrong with another plugin that does something with another plugin, the chain to the end user is very clear. Like, of course I can ask you anything about this whole site. And you have to keep being kind of a dick to everybody. Whereas with this, it's like, if you're not a pro and you don't pay the big money, we don't really need to have a relationship. And I would venture to guess somebody paying $3.99 or $7.99 solves most of their own problems.
It does. You're on that. I don't want, before we go for our break, I don't want to go off topic, but I've got to tell you this. Obviously, I've got another show, the WP Tonic, which is most weeks interview show, but we have a monthly round table. And this month, because Spencer went off to Toronto, the traitor. He wasn't on the round table show, but we had Jason from the founder of WP Tonic on the show. And we had, unfortunately, once again, because WordPress can be a bit of a drama act, listeners and viewers, we had a story, we had to discuss a story from the chocolate factory. And Jason, actually, I've been a little bit, I haven't agreed with your position really about the chocolate factory, Spencer, to some extent.
You were right.
Me, I haven't really, I take the mickey, but I haven't been so vocal like you. But I've got to tell you, Jason was adamant. He was more vicious than you. He said that their selling practices in about half a dozen states are criminal.
Of course they are.
They just haven't, a state hasn't taken all to them to court yet they're engaging criminal. And then he stated that twice on the show, and I was quite taken aback.
The thing that you have to understand is I come from a legal background. I come from a practical background. I'm from Chicago. But my underlying thing, I've said this so often, is my grandfather, who was an attorney as well, taught me your reputation is the only thing you have in this world as a human being. And we all know what's going on. And we could see it in politics. You could see it in public people. Nobody can hide from anybody what's really going on. And if anybody at the factory thinks they're getting away with it, it's just a matter of time. Somebody's going to hand them their lunch. And the thing is, I don't wish ill will on anyone, especially a family person.
Well, apart me.
Stop. I just wish you don't break a leg skiing. Stop lying to people and stop being disingenuous at the expense of the community. Because again, I was just speaking with Rob Carnes about this and I used a metaphor. We're all in WordPress on a raft and you're at the other side of the raft holding all the food in the water and you got it because you stole it from everybody while they're sleeping. And the rest of us are here looking at you with a knife in our hand going, we're just about to poke the raft. Because if you F all of us, you're going to get effed by somebody in the future. Not one of us, maybe. Maybe it's the authorities. What expense somebody is willing to pay to gain something is a matter of their personal character. And I feel like that company and their founder are not expressing in public the true nature of what they're doing in private. And Jason Cohen, on the other hand, is somebody who has been, I think, as transparent as I like to be about every inch of his thought process. And not once has he done anything that has been different in public than in private. And that's the difference. And we have lots of other entrepreneurs on the show that we're friendly with, you know, Rob Walling and his wife and everybody else. They've all been crystal clear about all of the details. And none of them have been duplicitous about how they got where they're at. That's the problem with that.
And yeah, so just to wrap it up, if we're going to show my attitude because of Jason's comments and has changed a little bit. So I've kind of moved more closer to your position, really.
I want to say one thing because I was thinking about this yesterday. I have no energy in my personal, spiritual, entrepreneurial, capitalist mind. I have no energy to carry around a burden of being angry, upset, or revenge on people. I'm Scorpio. I'm like, listen, you're a relationship with me or you're dead to me. I just, good luck. I don't care what you do. Just don't bug me anymore. However, I will say, I am so amazed and enamored with what's going on with AI, and I've been doing these development experiments, and we're talking today on the show about where's WordPress. WordPress this year is going to move from an ecosystem of all these plugins and all these things to like just solutions. And the solutions will come either directly from a person or from an AI, and they will have little, if anything, to do with WordPress. So laugh while you can laugh. If you're building a company based upon this ecosystem of like, I'm selling tools for people carving wagon wheels out of wood, because very soon that whole ecosystem is going to collapse and everyone will remember what a douchebag you were that you won the wagon wheel game, because the next game that comes along, people are going to be able to fight at the level that you are doing now because we'll all have the automated tools, right? Like SEO is dead from the traditional Google standpoint. When you can do SEO with some other tool, you're going to win the game. And that's the bottom line.
Right.
And by the way, to these tools, like I don't begrudge or wish any of the people who make tchotchkes anything bad, but they have to be clear in their minds. Like WordPress Home Depot is a legacy that's about to close. Like just buying lots of a la carte plugins is not going to be a business model very soon. It's just not.
Well, we will see. We will go for our break now, folks. We will be back in a few moments.
Hey, it's Spence from LaunchFlows.com. If you've been looking for a fast and easy way to create powerful sales funnels on WordPress, then look no further than LaunchFlows. In just minutes, you can easily create instant registration, upsells, downsells, order bumps, one-click checkouts, one-time offers, custom thank you pages, and best of all, no coding is required. For as little as $50 per year, you can own and control your entire sales funnel machine with LaunchFlows. Get your copy today.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. I had a good discussion, given some insights. I just want to point out that if you're looking to host your membership website on WordPress, have a look at what WP Tonic's got to offer. We offer fantastic optimized hosting aimed at the person looking to host their membership or Buddy Boss website on WordPress, plus a load of plugins, services, all integrated to make it much more easier to get your membership website working and building a business on WordPress, which you own, which is great. So please go out over to WP Tonic and sign up. So
I wanted to just, sorry, but give me a minute extra. I want to elaborate on, you know, like the future of WordPress, the future of what people do. The thing that we've discussed on this show, I discussed again, I keep referring to this topic. I had a conversation with Rob Karns for his show before this one, is that WordPress I see this year changing into a situation where we as intermediaries, service providers, and so forth, especially those of us of Gen X who know our generation and older are not going to go to bother learning the stuff that we can learn. We're moving to a place where the people who are paying us money only care about the thing they get, but we no longer have to go randomly shopping the aisles of Home Depot to get the parts to build it from scratch or to market it. And when that happens, full stop, what's going to happen is the relationship between the customer and the delivery person, the intermediary, is going to be the whole thing. You and I have discussed this over and over. Like in 17 years, WordPress has evolved at least three generations of, you know, from scratch, then page builders, now we're here. Well, soon it's going to move into the space where, like, literally, I'll be able to talk to an interface because I know what to say and say, I need a solution for a customer that does A, B, C, D, and E. And here's where it's important. It's going to go to the chocolate factory's code and it's going to grab all the shit out of the chocolate factory for free. And it's going to put it together in a ready-to-go solution for my customer. And the chocolate factory can't do anything about it. That's what's going to be different. And it's not sticking your thumb in the eye of the chocolate factory.
I have no idea, but all I'm going to say is,
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I do.
Plugins exist in the public domain for an AI to just grab the code and do what it wants with. You see? It's open source. You're shaking your head, but I'm not sure if you're getting my point. And it's
That's a great discussion, but I just want to get the show out. But it's not dismissing what you're saying. It's just such a really interesting but all embracing discussion we could have.
I think it underlines, like, we're having a conversation about gas engines right before the first Teslas become popular. We can't have this discussion without at least acknowledging when people are comparing what to do. Here, one last takeaway, and I promise this again. The takeaway is this. 50% of my conversations today are with companies that were built on WordPress version 1 or 2. Like, they were built handmade, page builders, you know, early days. Of those companies, 99% of their problems are that some well-intentioned Frankenstein builder put together this matrix of crazy crap that they want to be able to change but can't because all the Easter eggs are buried inside of some crazy thing. And I have to explain to them, what you have to do is abandon the horse and buggy and abandon the gas car, and let's just start out with a brand new electric car that flies. Because if you do that, now you know at the base level what everything is doing on your site. And that has a lot to do with which tchotchkes you're going to add and why. Because the next thing that's going to happen is not even a layer of the electric car. It's going to be talk to the robot, and it will build you a custom solution in 5 seconds that will just do what you want on the website, irregardless of buying plugins. And that's important to know if you're investing money right now in software.
Oh, yeah. All right. So on we go. So
thank you, Jonathan, for that little timeout. I appreciate it. That was sponsored by Nescafe.
Yeah, right. So on to the next one, GamePress. So gamification was, still is to some extent, seen as a great thing. At the time, it was a all-embracing concept in training, in membership. This is one of the leading players in that particular. So what's your view, apart from what you've just stated, but focused on GamePress. What was your view and what they offer?
GamePress is the GOAT. There's another couple plugins that do this, but GamePress is the GOAT as far as like motivating people in a fun way to do stuff, right? So from that standpoint, I do think it still has a place, and it has a definitive place as part of our stack when it comes to a membership site with marketing automation, because there are things that like progress maps, progress bars, bells, badges. Humans love that stuff. We've always loved it. We'll continue to love it. So like somebody does what you tell them they need to do as part of your marketing automation journey, they get a badge, they show it to all their friends, right? That's the whole point. And so I love GamePress as an adjunct to the learning management with LearnDash or Lifter or any of them. And it's inexpensive, right? I mean, it's their model is the base thing is free, and then you can get pro and get a bunch of add-ons. But again, same idea. Their pro is $49. Now, this is interesting. It's $49 for each tchotchke. I think that that's not unfair, but I'm looking to see, do they have like a bulk? Because
I didn't spend enough time to find that. It seemed to be it's quite interesting how people decide, because it's the totally opposite of the way Uncanny Toolkit has gone. You know, they're the next one in on this list, and they've got two totally different business models by the look of it.
Well, but let's compare, because also that reminds me of Yith, the Italian company, right? We agreed it's on Italian. So Yif went to a model where they bundled all their crap together. GamePress is still a la carte, but they're at $49 for a single site, which is ballsy. But I don't think that's wrong, because you can at least say, oh, I only want this. I want the Buddy Boss notifications. They're like a library of independent a la carte stuff, but there doesn't seem to be any. View all access pass. So you got to go to a product and then it has an option. Let's see. Oh, there you go. So if you go to the pricing page, you can get an all access pass for $199. Right. Now that's actually, I'll give them credit. As a marketer, this makes sense. Yeah. $49 makes it really clear why you want to spend $199, because I only need four things and I'm basically at the value of it. So
yeah, it does, doesn't it? So on to another one, Content Cloner, from Wisdom and Labs. They're big in, they've got a little library of key plugins. They do compete with WP Tonic, I want to point out, for this to be totally clear to some extent. They provide this content cloner, because I just wanted to say this. This is the other thing about going to a SaaS product like Kajabi or something. Because I regularly have these conversations, and Jason really put this well when he was on the show last week, is that people always hit a brick wall about they want some functionality and they can't get it with a SaaS, and they get bit on, and then they've got this nightmare of having to transfer data out of Kajabi or some other SaaS. And obviously, they don't provide any mechanism. It all has to be copy and pasted, basically. So at least with LearnDash, Lift, LMS, there's some way of getting the data out. But on the other hand, it's a lot easier. There are some, you do have the ability to some extent, but it's not quite as easy as some people make out. Is that making any sense, or am I waffling?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the tools that it does with like cloning and so forth, it goes back to owning and controlling. So having a LearnDash setup inside of the box you own and control versus a Teachable or one of the other platforms means that somebody can't take things away from you, but it also enables somebody to have this transportable user journey experience and so on and so forth. And being able to move the data around is interesting, because I can't understand, quite frankly, maybe because there's so many relational things, but it's not easy in LearnDash to just simply take all your stuff from one site and move it to another. You would have
thought it would be, but it isn't, is it?
No, it's shockingly very impossible. because you can move stuff like the content, but you can't then move the user stuff easily. What has to happen in most cases is you have to take a site and sort of transplant the site and then whittle away the site to fix it if you're trying to go from A to B. But at least you still own it. Now, had that been on Teachable or something else, I mean, you lose the entire experience of like who your customers are and what they're doing. So it's better than not. But that is something that may be a legacy of how these things were built, because there's lots of custom post types with relations to each other. And maybe it was complex. But having a tool that does that is like, that's a valuable tool.
Can you just clarify? Because I think it's important. So, because I think we might be causing some confusion. If you're moving hosts and you're just doing a clone copy, you're just migrating from one host to the other, is it still a nightmare? Or is it, if you're seeking, you just want to take the data from LearnDash and put it into another website?
Yeah, the problem is you can move the content fine, the lessons, courses, quizzes, topics, so forth. The user stuff on its own doesn't have an easy migration path. You need assistance with a tool or a database, something or other. And I think it's because, remember that the users have unique IDs when they're on a website that are serialized from the moment you start taking on users, right? You're user one as the admin, and everybody else is user blankety blank down the line. If you were on, let's say, one site over here, and you had all these users, they had a unique ID. Then you move to site two, where you had a different set of users to begin with.
Oh, so you're trying to merge when you're merging.
You have a relational problem, because maybe the person has the same email on site two as site one, but their ID is different. But presumably, I'm just assuming here, the lesson progress was with their user ID, but now it doesn't match up. You see what I mean? Like, so it's a mapping problem between users, their user IDs and metadata, and the content that they're experiencing through LearnDash, quizzes, posts, lessons, and so forth. And that's essentially what happens, is that you need a tool to map it. And I don't think that nobody was immune to understanding the problem at the LearnDash level. It's just like, for uncanny. It's like they built what they built as the core thing, and now it's a framework for some other stuff, you know?
Yeah, we've got some comments that I wasn't aiming at. It's a useful plugin, and like I say, you got a lot more flexibility, but they are, you know, don't delude yourself. There are circumstances, but at least compared to the SaaS solutions, there are solutions out there where...
Well, I mean, the solution to me has always been more mundane. It's that if you've got a legacy site that has content, I'll use the method of like build a new lemonade stand. So you leave the people who are on the legacy stuff, let them keep using the old lemonade stand. Just build a new one. And then you say, oh, it's a new lemonade stand. If you come over here, the cost to you is that you're going to start fresh and clean, and all your history of the old lemonade stand is gone. Nobody cares, because we're in a world of plenty. Like, I have a client now who is paid professional certification. They need to know somebody is finished to get a certificate. But once they're done with the certificate next year, it really makes no difference what they did the year before. They can have a tag that lets the owner of the site of them know they did it, but they don't need the access to the old data. So that's one of the ways to move around this problem as well.
All right, on to number seven, which we touched upon because when we were talking about another product that they provide, which is Uncanny Automator. The kind of, this is, there's about two companies that, there's more than two, but there's two dominant players, and it's kind of the WordPress Zapier that they're offering. So if you know about Zapier, which enables you to use utilizing API keys to allow different SaaS products to communicate and share information, these products do the similar thing when it comes to WordPress. But what's the kind of relationship with Uncanny? I just want to put a quick question, because I think we covered what you did a little bit. What's the relationship between something, because I was asked this a couple of times, between what Uncanny Automator does and then something like WP Fusion does?
Yeah. Uncanny Automator, Automator WP are identical in many ways. What they act as is the esoteric spice that you keep in your spice cabinet
The spice.
Whereas WP Fusion is like your salt, your pepper, your butter, your oil. WP Fusion works at the API level as well as the local PHP level of WordPress to connect your CRM to the WordPress site and to work between the various components that it integrates with to talk together with tags and fields. Now, there are certain limits to that. Like, I wish I had some oregano on this pizza, right? This is where this fills in. Instead of going to a Zapier or an Integromat or one of those things, you use a plugin like Uncanny Automator or Automator WP to have an unusual situation solved, whether it to be an outside SaaS service or in WordPress. For example, WP Fusion is amazing for the base level. Just saying you bought a subscription product, you get a tag. You keep the tag as long as the subscription's around, and this tag is used to unlock lessons in LearnDash and enroll you in. When you stop paying, it takes the tag away, you're gone. But it's really hard in WooCommerce to allow somebody to switch subscriptions. They just haven't built it in. So what we do with Automator WP or with Uncanny Automator, they have a capability that lets somebody, if you cancel this subscription, sign up for this subscription. Or if you sign up for this subscription, cancel this subscription. Ta-da! I've just put some oregano on my pizza and it tastes great. That's not a core problem. That's like a very esoteric, like little problem for that one situation. So for all those little WordPress kind of, I got to have something that does this with this, with this, with this, these plugins do a great job. And it's a complement to the core feature of having the CRM and the base thing. I would not use Uncanny Automator or Automator WP as the core of what I'm doing because it's not optimized for that, in my opinion. Each of these automations requires a very distinct...
They just provide, they're like little recipes, so you don't have to hire a developer because it could be really very expensive, some of these recipes. Right. Yeah. You know, but it gets you out of jail. It gives you functionality that would be could be quite time-consuming or expensive.
It's like cooking your own thing with like off-the-shelf stuff. But just... It may be a little simplified, but it's not a core, like I always say, not like a salt and pepper, but I say WP Fusion is like a USB cable that connects everything together. And this is like that little special adapter for your old headset to still make it work with a new iPhone. It's like not everybody needs it, but if you need it, you really need it. And that's where it comes in handy.
So I'll just give you this example, because you might know. I've got a client that's got a BuddyBoss website. Don't ask me why they want to do this, Spencer, but... Stop for me.
People build Frankensteins when you give them the chance. That's why. They love it.
I'm not commenting. This, bless her heart, got this lady. She's an entrepreneur. She's a lovely lady, but she's got this website, this BuddyBoss and that. And she's got these other websites that she's built on SaaS platforms. And she said, I want information on, she wants to share information on the BuddyBoss with Shopify. And she's found this plugin. But it's got like 40,000 paid, and it's called WP Shop. I've never heard of it. And its own purpose is to communicate with WordPress with Shopify. And I thought to myself, why don't you just build a WooCommerce website?
I mean, don't forget that it wasn't that many years ago that Infusionsoft owned the CRM market and everything was made as an add-on to try to connect stuff in Infusionsoft to other things, not the least of which was WooCommerce or, you know, WordPress, right? There was at least two major plugins like Infused Woo and Membarium that were built around like, we're going to connect these two things together. And they had huge followings. But would I ever recommend those to anybody today? No, not in a billion years. So Shopify, very powerful ecosystem solution. You don't own it. You don't control it. You have to connect it from one box to another that you don't own. That's where these tools come in handy. And that's where Zapier and Integromat do as well. But the key, when you have the chance in WordPress, is to say, I can own the box. I can own the features in the box. Don't put stuff in the box that does crazy things, because you're just building problems where none existed before. And that's not an easy lesson in an ecosystem that Matt Mullenweg created of flea market Home Depot, right? But now that we're here having this conversation and AI is simplifying it, let's just be honest with people. Start today with a foundation of your box that is not going to get you into trouble later, because that way you won't have to come back. And by the way, I was making that reference, but myself and a lot of other people who do client work, I'm selling to people a do-over. I'm saying, let's park the wagon, let's park the gas car. And even though Kurt doesn't understand that, because he has a gas car, I'm sure. I love gas cars too. Is that it's saying it's electric. So let's start your WordPress electric thing today by doing a clean slate. You know, maybe it's built on Gutenberg, getting rid of the page builders and getting rid of all the tchotchkes, because we're going to do something simpler. And if you do that, you're going to end up with a better result with less money spent, in my opinion.
Radio. So the last one is I kind of added it because I do see it's a key part if you were going to do it. And this is marketing automation. And my favorite solution in love the team, love the founder. He's been really generous to me. The great people. Can't love them to bits. And that's Fluent CRM. I think it's not on the normal chocolate lists. If you Google best learning, the chocolate factory appears everywhere, and they're not on the, but I think it's the important tool to be added to your Learn Dash quiver, really.
Seedprod, the number one page builder in all of WordPress that nobody has ever heard of or used. Seedprod, brought to you by
Chocolate Factory.
So Fluent is not, well, I mean, I know why it's here. Fluent is the complement that, along with WooCommerce, allows you to take LearnDash and use tags, right? Somebody bought this course, enrolled in the course, took a quiz, got whatever. Now, the relationship between Fluent, LearnDash, WP Fusion, and a CRM in general is Fluent has some very nice integrations, including LearnDash, WooCommerce, but it doesn't do everything universally. WP Fusion does. So what I tell people, what I teach, is pretend that Fluent wasn't a plugin in the stack and it was floating around planet WordPress just like any other CRM might be. Use it for managing the contacts and the automations and the tags and the fields. Don't use it as a direct integration for things like at the level of setting up your products or setting up your lessons. Use WP Fusion for that. Then you will maintain this universal with very few complications setup. The CRM is Fluent. The connector, the USB connector between all the stuff is WP Fusion. The transactional engine is WooCommerce. Sales funnels, hopefully with launch flows. And then the page builders, Gutenberg, ideally Cadence and Cadence blocks. Magic. Magic. That little stack is universal without having to have so many fixes. Now, if you have LearnDash, set it up in the mode of, you know, what do you call it? Focus. Get rid of all the styling and other stuff. Just here's your course. And don't sell LearnDash courses with LearnDash. Instead, use the LearnDash WooCommerce connector so that when you buy a product, you automatically get enrolled. Or use WP Fusion, but you're limited to one tag. You can enroll somebody just because they bought a product and got a tag. Getting rid of 90% of the dashboard stuff of LearnDash makes this so amazing, because now the customer doesn't do like your friend who's going to die never seeing the results of their, you know, business coming to fruition. They've just, you're out of the box. I push a button today. I have a stack that 9 out of 10 of my customers can use and be up and running in an hour. It's
I wouldn't say they're a friend, because they made certain, in a public forum, they made certain racial slurs. But with compassion in my heart, they're probably going to die and they're never going to publish.
Well, nobody knows who you're talking about, but like it's a metaphor for like so many people tinker to death. Their businesses, they don't die, but I mean, they just tinker and then they give up. It's like, or go back to that Chicago mindset. Like, I open a hot dog stand. All I care about is here's people, here's hot dogs. If you buy a hot dog and I sell 10 of them today, I'll come back tomorrow and sell 11 of them. Instead of building, like, what color should the sign be on the hot dog stand? It's more important to sell the stuff or give the stuff out if you're not paying, you know, having people pay for it. And I think that's where the takeaway is for everybody in the space of what we talk about. Membership sites in general don't have to be hand carved out of wood anymore. You can push a button with a small stack of proven stuff, have the help of somebody who's your intermediary to bring you all the latest and greatest. And that's it. Get rolling on your business idea because you're selling something to people that's informational. That's all that's typically what's sold. Maybe there's a service involved. Don't get hung up on the tools anymore. The tools are, let's be honest. We're in a space we've discussed privately and in public, we've said it. I intend to be working till the day I'm not drawing any breath. I'm not working because it's hard. I'm working because it's fun. These are toys and tools.
Apart from dealing with me, it's fun.
Well, you know, of course. But the idea is if you are in a business of WordPress, figure out what pain you solve and then stop thinking about the tools because the tools are now at the stage of science fiction. We just have to use them and they can get us the job.
I know my place, listeners and viewers. Spencer has his goats. He thinks I'm a donkey, but there we go. I know, but look, there's loads of people in the WordPress community think I'm a donkey. So there we go. I know my place. Give me a carrot. I'm happy.
Even donkeys need love, Jonathan.
Yeah, they do. Hey, give me a carrot. It's much better than rather than trying to kick me up the arse. I think it's been a great discussion, folks. And if you want to support the show, subscribe to the YouTube channel, the WPT YouTube channel. Leave a like or leave a comment. Also got loads of content on there. Plus, just, you know, tell people about this podcast. I think we've got some great insight and provided some great value in these shows. And we will be back next week with another useful discussion to help you build your membership website on WordPress, which you should be doing for all the freedom, flexibility, and power it offers. We will be back next week in a flash. We'll see you soon.
You like blink an eye.
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.